from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 11th. Iris, July 11th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First from New Atlas. Airstream's cheapest camper is a lovable Scandi, inspired a Lou drop. Airstream's just released a new, smaller version of its World Traveler trailer, which debuted earlier this year. This one's 17 feet long, making it one of the brand's smallest towables. It's designed to be super lightweight and aerodynamic, which should help with fuel efficiency. The interior's got a Scandinavian vibe going on, think minimalist decor and lots of natural light. The overall design is meant to be sleek and streamlined, with a focus on ease of towing. Next, second from Manga Bay. Liddy, a Merklinghoff champion of the giant anteater, has died in a plane crash. He was 45. Liddy, a Merklinghoff, a biologist who made the giant anteater known beyond its quirky looks, died in a plane crash near Campo Grande on July 3, 2026, at age 45. She spent years in the Pantanal, tracking how the anteaters feed, move, and cope with fire, drought, and ranching, turning a hidden species into a story many Brazilians heard on the radio. Born in Germany, she studied biology, shifted from wildlife filmmaking to field research, and brought humor and clear explanations to her work, helping students and the public picture the animal's real life. The crash cause is still under investigation, and her colleagues, students, and listeners feel the loss deeply, remembering her dedication to a creature most people never see. Up next, third from FIZE.org. New platform creates digital map for marine biobanks. So there's this new platform called the Blue Biobanks Digital Research Platform, and it's essentially a digital map of marine biobanks in Portugal. It's designed to make it easier for scientists and industry professionals to find and access biological resources with potential applications in areas like biotechnology, aquaculture, and even cosmetics. Think of it like a giant database that helps people identify and connect with these resources. The goal is to bridge the gap between research and industry, making it simpler for people to develop new products and solutions. The platform's been developed by Simmer, and it's already got thousands of biological resources on board. And then, fourth from Talking Climate. Climate denial goes global. So it turns out climate denial isn't just a US thing, it's a global phenomenon. Researchers found that, despite language barriers, people in different countries use similar arguments to deny climate change. Think of it like a script, they might change the words, but the message stays the same. This isn't surprising, given that climate denial often relies on misinformation and cherry-picked data. What's interesting is that these arguments can be traced back to a small group of influential people, often with ties to fossil fuel industries. Next, fifth from FIZE.org. Collective agreements are least common where workers need them most. In Germany, workers making the lowest wages are less likely to have collective agreements, which are essentially contracts between employers and employee groups that set standards for pay, working conditions, and benefits. According to a recent report, only about 34% of workers in the lowest wage group had these agreements in 2021. This is a stark contrast to the middle wage group, where over 60% of workers were covered. The disparity suggests that workers who need these protections the most often don't have access to them. Up next, sixth from FIZE.org, Understanding Anti-Blackness at Hispanic Serving Research Universities. I just read a study from the University of New Mexico that looks at black students at Hispanic serving institutions, especially the research-intensive ones. The researchers surveyed and interviewed students and found that, even though these campuses tout diversity, many black students feel invisible or even face subtle discrimination. They often don't see faculty who look like them, and the support services that help Hispanic students don't always translate to the black experience. The paper points out that the Hispanic-focused policies can unintentionally sideline black voices, leaving gaps in mentorship, funding, and community building. It suggests that universities need to broaden their equity efforts, adding targeted resources, creating spaces for black students to connect, and training staff to recognize anti-black bias. In short, the study shows that without intentional changes, the promise of inclusion can fall short for black students at these institutions. And then, seventh from the Seaspiracy Observer, how good science and scientists go bad. I'm thinking of the night on a tiny boat off Vancouver Island, where a scientist was pulling water samples around a salmon farm. The work builds on decades of observational data showing that dense cage-fed salmon can amplify viruses and parasites that then spill over onto wild salmon, something most ecologists consider basic, not speculative. A federal inquiry, the Cohen Commission, actually flipped the usual legal burden. Instead of NGOs proving harm, the government and the farms had to demonstrate safety, and they missed the deadline. When the evidence was published in a top journal, the researcher faced censorship, funding cuts, and being labeled an activist, mirroring tactics used by other industries to silence inconvenient science. The result is a cascade. Wild salmon runs collapse, bears and orcas lose food, and indigenous communities lose a cultural staple, all while the underlying science stays clear, but the policy response stalls. Next, eighth from Inverse Science. 60 goofy-looking things that are so damn genius and cheap. Sometimes, the genius stuff that can solve a problem, take care of business, and streamline your day may look a little goofy. From stuff for your home and car to a scalp massager that you're guaranteed to fall in love with. Prices start at just $5, and they're all weird enough to garner a double take. This campfire reading pillow is impossible to ignore. It may end up motivating you to snuggle up with a good book more often than usual. A friendly-looking flame will support your back as the two logs position your arms perfectly so you can see every page. Whether you're simply lounging in your backyard or working on your garden, this neck cooler will come in handy. It will lower your body temperature for up to an hour to keep you comfortable even when directly in the sun. Place it in a freezer or ice water to cool it down. It freezes faster than water. Add some unique decor to your countertop by bringing home this dog-shaped towel ball that also comes in the shape of a bunny. Thanks to its long channel strands, it'll quickly dry your hands so your floors stay clean and dry. Simply machine wash it and let it air dry as needed. These three lid cleaning brushes will help you get into every last crevice of your tumbler's lid. They feature a hard bristle brush, soft bristle brush, and hook remover for tricky ceiling O-rings. What makes this tulip lamp genius is the fact that it is just as mesmerizing during the day as it is at night. Each petal will look like the real thing while the sun is out, and then it comes to life when you illuminate it after dusk. And since it works wirelessly, it's battery-powered. You can place it anywhere. Freshen your ride and make it fun with this car air freshener that features a hilariously cool bear. Four scented tablets come included. Each one lasts about 40 days. Once you start your receipt, the copter starts spinning, and when it detects motion, the mini helicopter will light up. Transfer your favorites to these three condiment squeeze bottles, and you'll have no trouble evenly spreading each one without banging on the bottom. And since they have wide openings, they're easy to refill too. Each bottle holds an ample 13 ounces. No one will be able to ignore this plant watering cloud once you pop it in one of your planters. The genius piece gives your plant more time to absorb the water you're giving it, as it also creates a calming display. Add this four pack of cat hooks to your cart. They're a little goofy, but also functional. Each sneaky kitty pops up when you put something on the hook, which can hold up to 10 pounds, making them perfect for towels, coats, and beyond. Plus, they're self-adhesive and only take seconds to put up. Give your mind a break at any point of the day with this banana squeeze toy. It may look like real fruit, but it's actually a rubber fidget that you can reach for whenever you need to refocus your mind. This is not your ordinary candle warmer. With a textured lamp that looks like a full moon, it will make your room glow in seven different colors and fill it with your favorite scent all at the same time. It even comes with a glass cup that you can fill with wax cubes. There's no need to look around for straws when you're sipping from these cocktail glasses. Each glass can hold 12 ounces and features stable feet for resting on a table between drinks. The pair also comes with liquor pourers to make yourself look like even more of a pro. Why not treat yourself to a quick massage every time you step into the shower? Since this foot scrubbing mat costs less than $10 and has strong suction cuts on the back, it's easy to do. The flexible bristles will reach between your toes to gently buff away dead skin and provide a soothing massage. It has a hole for hanging and comes with a self-adhesive hook. While this toothpick dispenser looks like a goofy piece of decor, it's cleverly designed too. The B-shaped barrel is made of wood and topped off with googly eyes that will make you smile. Toothpicks are dispensed out the back as a stinger. It comes with 150 toothpicks to get you started. To keep your flowers from drooping, all you need is this 5-pack of stem support stakes. The flexible pieces will blend right in as they hold them upright and promote healthy growth. Add them to your cart now to get your pots in tip-top shape. Don't be surprised if you feel a slight breeze on your face as you wake up. This windmill alarm clock actually rotates in addition to sounding off the white noise or ringtone of your choice. And the fact that it doubles as a phone charger makes it even better. Keeping your work area clean is easier than you think. With this desktop vacuum cleaner, you'll be able to collect every crumb and scrap of paper without ever leaving your chair. Up next, 9th from Deconstructionology with Jim Palmer. Week in review, July 6-10. I've just read the week-long series the author calls Existential Health, and it's basically a manifesto rather than a new research finding. The two white paper installments are the only evidence they present. Both are essays that lay out a conceptual framework, not empirical data or trials. So think of it as a thoughtful, single-author proposal, not a meta-analysis or observational study. The first paper argues that we've never had a dedicated discipline to study how people relate to meaning, mortality, freedom, belonging, and the other permanent conditions of life. The second introduces existential literacy, the idea that before we can improve these relationships, we first need to notice them, much like doctors learn to see illness before they treat symptoms. Beyond the papers, the author is putting the ideas into practice. Daily reflections at the Center for Non-Religious Spirituality, a weekly discussion circle, and a community driven book project. Those activities are meant to help people develop that literacy over time, not to prove anything with hard data. Overall, it's a clear, earnest attempt to carve out a new field. If you're curious about how our modern world might be misaligned with basic human needs, the series offers a fresh lens, but keep in mind it's still at the idea stage rather than a rigorously tested model. And then, 10th from FIES.org, geoscientists reveal how Earth's forces are shaping the roof of the world. The team combined seismic imaging with rock samples from the plateau, giving a clear picture of what's happening deep beneath the surface. Their data show that the crust there is being squeezed and thickened by the collision of the Indian and Eurasian plates, which forces material upward and creates the plateau's high, flat summit. Because the crust is unusually strong, it deforms more like a slow-moving slab than a brittle crust, so the uplift is spread over a broad area rather than forming sharp peaks. In short, the roof of the world isn't just a surface feature, it's the result of deep, ongoing plate dynamics that the study has now mapped in detail. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.